Right, let's talk about cannabis now. So the Labour Appeal Court has confirmed that the dismissal of an employee for testing positive for cannabis is automatically unfair and is discriminatory. So let's get the backstory to that with Nonhlanhla Mtshali, the attorney and founder of The Legal Affair. Nonhlanhla, good chatting to you. You're live on the National Pulse.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon to your listeners as well.
Thank you. Right. Give me a story as what's happened here.
Okay. So a former employee of Barlow World approached the Labour Court. She was challenging a decision. She approached the Labour Appeal Court, rather, challenging a decision of the Labour Court. And in essence, or in summary, really, she challenged her dismissal, saying that it was an unfair discrimination because she continues to use cannabis, and in the main she uses it because of her anxiety. So she uses it in addition to other prescribed medication that she makes usage of. And of course, the ruling moved from the Labour Court to the Labour Appeal Court. The outcome then from the Labour Appeal Court, like you highlighted, was that her dismissal was found automatically unfair. She received compensation for a period of 24 months. Very distinguished ruling, also a landmark case that we see. I must say, also very progressive from the Labour Appeal Court.
So you say distinguished, landmark, unprecedented. Is it unprecedented? Has this not happened before where a person has been dismissed and then that dismissal challenged in terms of South Africa's constitution?
Okay, a dismissal, no. We've got multiple cases that relate to dismissing employees. What distinguishes this specific ruling is that it's a dismissal, and the basis of the dismissal is usage of cannabis. So what is standard for most companies or employers is that there is a prohibition in the usage of cannabis and also alcohol. But of course, I won't delve into the alcohol component, just focusing the usage on cannabis in the workplace. What makes this case really distinguished or stand out is that we already know in the South African context, we've got the legalization of cannabis for private usage, for one, and two, by adults. So it's not just condoning, inverted commas, the usage of cannabis. It's now the usage of cannabis for somebody who works. But of course, the context with this case is important, is that the Labour Appeal Court took note that she's not an employee who uses heavy equipment, dangerous equipment. She's rather an employee who is somebody who works from home. And two, there was no proof that was produced by the employer that just because she makes usage of cannabis, it doesn't mean she's able or unable, rather, to fulfill her employment duties and obligations.
Interesting one. I mean, so that means that, you know, moving forward now, that means a person using cannabis for medicinal or recreational reasons outside the workplace is one thing, but now in the workplace, they can't be challenged either, right? They would be safe in terms of
not
employment.
Necessarily. No? I certainly wouldn't say that. So for her, she was able to provide substantial reasons as to why. There was an argument also on her end that there's a medical benefit that she makes usage of, and like I highlighted, she's somebody who has anxiety, and her usage of cannabis is not just smoking, but she also makes usage of cannabis oil, and in addition to the medication that is prescribed by her doctor. So we have to acknowledge that it's not a condemnation or a blanket condemnation of the usage of cannabis. There has to be an understanding of context. In this specific case, we note that she's somebody who works from home. She doesn't make usage of heavy or dangerous equipment. There was also no proof from her employer that her usage of cannabis prohibits or inhibits her productivity and how much she can, if she can't attain specific targets or goals and so forth. So she's able to still be productive and to work. And I think that I would certainly advise that the view is that it's a blanket condemnation of the usage of cannabis. Context is very important. It might not necessarily apply to employees, all employees, rather specifically employees who are using heavy or dangerous equipment. They may not necessarily be able to successfully argue that they can make usage of cannabis in the workplace, which is positive for cannabis, and then not be dismissed.
Okay, I think points taken there. And I just think as we're talking, I get the impression a listener would be listening and sort of being nostalgic about some reggae music. I don't know why, I'm just saying it, okay? Nonhlanhla Mtshali, founder of The Legal Affair on that issue.